Today is Tuesday, December 17th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is a show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I hope everyone's having a wonderful week. I'm having a busy week, but, I think my life is always going to be busy until I die, and I know it's by choice because I choose to do so many things. Yeah, I got a text message on Saturday from Lisa, the pianist at the church, who also is the music director at the theater where I do all of my shows. And Newsies is coming. The theater is doing Newsies in February. And so she asked me if I was still going to be playing. And I said, yes, of course. Yes. But we have a wedding in Las Vegas the weekend that rehearsals start for Newsies. So this is the craziest thing. So I told Mark, I'm like, okay, we're going to go. But I have to be at the first rehearsal Saturday morning, and it's from 8 in the morning until noon. I said, so we have to fly to Vegas after my rehearsal. And then I'll miss the rehearsal on Sunday, but I have to be back for the 6 p.m. rehearsal on Monday. So we're going to fly to Vegas at 2:30 p.m. No, 1:57 p.m. on Saturday. So literally, I'll already be packed. I'll rehearse, and then as soon as we're done with rehearsing, I'll run home, and then we'll already have the car packed. We'll drive to the airport. We'll leave, and then we'll get into Vegas around 7 p.m. We'll have dinner. We'll go to a show, whatever. And then there's the wedding on the wedding is on Sunday, and then maybe we'll have dinner or go to a show or something like that Sunday night. And then we're going to fly out at 1 a.m. on Monday morning so that we get back in around, I think we're getting in around 8 or 9 a.m., but we'll sleep all day. And then I have another rehearsal that night. So that's just how busy my life is. And it's just as busy right now. I mean, I just finished all the Christmas performances. We did 12 performances total. And then, you know, and now I haven't done any shopping. So it's like, we're doing all the shopping. Yesterday, we decided that I'm going to bake cookies and coffee cakes or banana bread. We haven't really decided on the menu yet, but I'm going to cook a bunch of like goodies, and we're going to put them in, you know, all these cute little containers, and we're going to give those out to the friends instead of him having to buy gifts. And so, he bought candy for some of the children, and he's giving gift cards to some of the older children in the Filipino community, or, you know, the Filipino friends. But anyway, we're going to cook. And he'll help me as much as he can, but he depends on me to do most of the baking. And so we still have to plan the menu, like what actual cookies I'm going to cook and whether I'm going to do coffee cake or banana bread or zucchini bread or, like, you know, what we're going to do for that. And I also still, I have all the toys purchased, but I don't have my mom, my stepdad, my brother, his wife. I don't have my nephews. You know, I still have so many presents. So I'm, you know, looking at that. And as per usual, work is really busy. So much to do there. But an update. Actually, I'm going to read an email really quick because it ties into what I'm going to talk about next. So let's look here. Oops, I entered the wrong PIN number on my phone. All right. So I'm going to read an email from Sam. So Sam in the Hinterland says, I sympathize with your holiday angst. On the other hand, I don't think you have a thing to worry about regarding the Faye money conversation. I'll talk about that more in a second. I'm probably a day late and a dollar short with this unsolicited advice I'm about to give, but this makes it easier to ignore. There is no crime at all in having just the local Christmas with your parents and then throwing the little kid gifts in the car on your way out. And aside, aren't toy stores fun? Yes, they are. I bought a game because we really like games. I bought Ticket to Ride because I've heard it's a really good board game. And that's just a present for me, for Mark and I, so we can play a game. If your sibs-in-laws can't get their act together at this juncture, it's fine to sit this year out. It really is. Mail them their gift cards, and if they're dying to see you, there's always New Year's. Usually families with the smallest kids get to stay home or nearby for the holiday, but the flip side of that coin is that some years, not everyone is going to make the drive. Go do Mark's Christmas full on, have a blast, and then do your own version of the day itself. Okay, I'm shutting up for now. You'll do whatever's best. Fala la la later. So actually what we're going to do is we're going to do his Christmas party, which I don't know why they like to have it so late. I guess because they want it to bleed over into actual Christmas Day. But the Filipino, their tradition, I don't know if it's a Filipino tradition or just his friends. I think it's a Filipino tradition. But they have their Christmas festivities Christmas Eve, but they start really late and then it goes past midnight. So they start their party at 10 p.m. and then it'll go till 1, 2, 3 in the morning. So we're going to go to that, you know, give everyone their presents, say hi to everyone, but we're going to leave around midnight or something, go home, sleep, and then we're going to get up around 7 or 8 in the morning, drive down south. I told Mom we need to have a late lunch or an early dinner and exchange presents with everyone. And then we'll be there from like 2 in the afternoon until probably about 9 at night. So we'll stay there for about 7 hours and then we'll drive back. But if we get tired, we'll get a hotel. We're going to take the next day off. We're going to take the 26th off. And so if we get tired, we'll, you know, stop at a Super 8 now that I know that's Mark's favorite. Anyway, so we're going to do that. And then we'll have the 26th to just kind of hang around and, you know, be with each other. And then we're going to go back to work on the 27th. So, I mean, that's, you know, it is what it is. So that's my plans for Christmas. But I still have to bake all that stuff. I have to finish all the present buying this week and into the weekend. Also, my parents are going to come over for dinner Saturday night, but we're just going to order something. We're not, you know, we'll order Chinese or something like that. And then we're going to, I don't know if we're going to exchange presents because it turns out my mom wanted, it's so funny. It's not even very pretty, but she wants a Pioneer Woman sets of dishes. And my brother didn't know what to get my mom. So it ended up that he and I are going to go in together on that. But it's not that expensive, and I would have spent more than that on her, so I may get something extra. But the thing is, I can't, if we open presents Saturday night, I can't give her her present because my brother is going in on it, so we need to open it down there. Anyway, I don't know. And if I tell her, oh, we can't open your present, then she's going to know for sure that Michael and I went in on the dishes. It's crazy. And Mark and I still don't know what we're getting each other, but it's looking like we're going to just we usually do joint things. Either we do a trip and then we split the cost, or we do a piece of furniture, or, you know, something like that. So my idea for him was shoe storage. Like he needs more storage for his shoes. But that's a piece of furniture. And if we do that, we're going to have to rearrange some things. And I thought it involved kind of a family discussion. So I told him about it because I'm like, I don't know if I can just go out on my own and buy you I want it to be nice, like wood, like a nice tall, you know, 6 or 7 foot that holds a lot of shoes. And we really need a new chest of drawers as well. I don't know. I'm at that stage where I'm trying to replace all the nasty furniture I either inherited, you know, from like when I was a kid, you know, hand-me-down chest of drawers and things like that, or college furniture, you know. So anyway, so we'll see how that goes. I don't know. I'm still going to get him a couple of little things that he doesn't know about. And, you know, so we'll have something to exchange. And I don't know. My mom doesn't know what to get me. So we're supposed to be sending her pictures of shoes because I really need shoes. It's the funniest thing. I need to replace like almost all of my shoes. I only have 2 pair of shoes that are really of any good quality right now. So going back to the faith thing, I didn't have much time, so I do want to talk about that a little bit. So I'm very open and honest about money, and I don't, like, I would just blurt out what, I know it's not kosher to do it, but I would literally, because you guys know, anyone that listens to my podcast, you know, I'm just open, I'm an open book. And so I just talk about anything, you know. on my podcast. And that's the same way I am in life. Like, I'll talk about anything. But so I would just be like, oh, yeah, I make X amount of money. But I know that's not something that's really done. And some people would think it is either, you know, if you make a lot of money, it would look like you're bragging. If you make a little money, it looks like you're trying to get sympathy, you know, or if they don't make as much as you or they make more than you, then they might feel bad. So I understand. But I'm really proud of myself that I, you know, because like I said, I was running out of time yesterday. But when I, so my life has been weird. So when I was in the, anybody who's listened for a while, you know, I was in a bad plane crash when my third year of college, and 11 people died. It was American Airlines, you know, yada, yada. And I got a settlement out of that. So for 5 or 6 years after that, I was able to travel and do all this stuff, but I was really irresponsible. And I ended up spending the entire settlement over the course of, you know, that's when I went to England so many times and had British boyfriends and all this. And then, you know, when I came back, I got into a lot of debt when I was in Dallas. And I'm, you know, I'm now pulling myself out of that, and I've got a really good credit score. So I'm proud of it. So I just think I went a little bit too far, and I felt like it may have come across as if I was bragging. So I'm sorry, Faye, if it did. Anyway, I'm not rich. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-921-2323. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. See you guys tomorrow. Y'all, I swear I am such a... It's not 921. Oh my God. 479-221-9393. I'm such a big talker. I keep running out of music. I've got to figure out how not to run out of music. It's crazy. All right. Bye, everyone. Have a good day.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.